AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. House Republicans have agreed to push through some short-term funding to prevent a partial shutdown at the Homeland Security Department. They're leaving in place Obama administration immigration policies they vowed to repeal. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the department will still have to curtail operations without full funding.
We have stressed that as long as the department is on a continuing resolution, we cannot pay for added border security necessary for the southern border.
Without legislation signed into law by the weekend, an estimated 30,000 Homeland Security employees would be furloughed beginning Monday. Tens of thousands more would be expected to work without pay. The Federal Communications Commission has approved tougher rules for internet providers. Details from the AP's Ed Donahue.
These new rules prevent providers from creating paid fast lanes and slowing or blocking web traffic. Commissioner Mignon Clyburn says net neutrality means equality for customers.
Certain communities have the capacity to achieve limitless outcomes, while others a few yards from town are stuck in a digital desert.
Opponents call net neutrality an overreach by the government. And FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai says this will likely mean higher bills for consumers.
If you liked the Ma Bell monopoly in the 20th century, you will love Pa Broadband in the 21st.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik fatally shot himself Thursday in what police described as an apparent suicide. Clayton Police Chief Kevin Murphy.
Following on-scene treatment, Mr. Schweik was conveyed by Clayton Fire Department personnel to Barnes Trauma Center, where he was subsequently pronounced deceased from a single gunshot wound.
The death came minutes after he'd invited reporters to his suburban St. Louis home for an interview. This is AP Radio News. In probing this week's truck-train crash in Oxnard, California, the NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says it appears the driver turned right too early, perhaps thinking an opening that led onto the rail tracks was a road.
Query driver could have perceived that opening in the sidewalk as being an opening to a street. So that's one of the many things that we want to do. We want to understand what human factors could have led someone to think that this was a street.
On the red carpet last Sunday, actress Lupita Nyong'o described the pearl-covered gown that she wore to be a presenter at the Oscars.
This is custom Calvin Klein collection by Francisco Costa. And, I'm just wearing my diamonds and pearls.
That dress, worth $150,000, is now missing. It was stolen sometime Wednesday evening from the West Hollywood Hotel where the Oscar winner was staying. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.